Cockney lesson number two, phoneme substitutions related to the Cockney resonance. We're now going to get a bit specific with the pronunciation changes between American and Cockney. But as I indicated before, instead of looking at all of the sound changes at once, we're now going to look at changes in vowels, which I consider to grow directly out of or to assimilate closely into this resonance change. Now, it's different from the exercises that we were just doing right now, where you only altered resonance on certain of those sounds. Yeah, the vowels literally do change to other vowels. But there are many of these changes which are simply further extensions of the resonance shift, or can best be learned when they're done along with the Cockney shift. Now, the first one is the change of the vowel E, as in see or reach. Now, this one actually changes to a diphthong with the U sound in front of the E. And it actually comes out E, 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 E. Now, without the Cockney resonance, this would actually sound ridiculous. It would sound like E. Here, for example, would be H-ear, H-ear, H-ear. But now, with the Cockney resonance added, we actually hear here, even though I'm going to leave the H on this time. Here, here, here. Now, with the resonance we've established, it assimilates right into the resonance of the Cockney dialect beautifully, and it sounds like a very natural sound within the context of the dialect, not like a studied, memorised sound substitution. Now, you can also see that if the tongue is moving up and back to the position that we want it to assume for the Cockney resonance, that it must move through the middle of the mouth, the mid-central position of the A vowel, before it reaches the I front placement of the E. So you get a E, 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 E. Not A, but E. All right, individual word list. Again, I'll say them with the American resonance and pronunciation. You repeat. I'll shift to the Cockney resonance and pronunciation, and you repeat that too. Each, each. Agree, agree. Cheat, cheat. Achieve, achieve. Equal, equal. Remember, get it out of the resonance. Don't just say e. Sentences B. Please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden. Please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden. If you go too far with it, it will sound like an A. Aiden. It's not Aiden. It's Eden, Eden, Eden. Just right out of that resonance. Next one, C. For tea, meat and cheese were served under the tree. For tea, meat and cheese were served under the tree. D. Steve went to pieces because he was so green with envy. Steve went to pieces because he was so green with envy. Now, the second of the vowel changes involves the U sound, as in moon or truth. Now, this is very similar to the E, taking the A sound before it. So you get a U, 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 U. Again, it sounds very awkward without the resonance. Shift it back and up, and you'll not only have a more fluid vowel change, you'll be halfway to the vowel just by doing the resonance. All right, here we go. Word list A. Moon, moon. Truth, truth. Gloomy, gloomy. You can really hear those two stages. Gloomy, gloomy. Prove, prove. Flute, flute. B. I always knew that cool prunes were never blue. I always knew that cool prunes were never blue. C. The gloomy June moon moves fools to loons. The gloomy June moon moves fools to loons. And D. At 2 past noon, we heard hooves on the roof of the room. At 2 past noon, we heard hooves on the roof of the room. Now, the third of these resonance-oriented vowel changes is on the A vowel, as in gate or age, which in Cockney moves into the I. But it isn't just a case of making the sound substitution, like from able to eyeball. It's again a case of letting the sound grow naturally out of that resonance that you should already be doing, opening the back of the cavity, which will automatically pull the tongue a little bit lower and down toward the I position instead of the A. All right, as before, American first, then we'll contrast Cockney. Word list, A, able, eyeball, greatest, greatest, played, plied, neighbor, neighbor, famous, famous. Sentences B, the flaky neighbor made a face at the baby. The flaky neighbor made a face at your baby. Again, get it right out of the resonance. C. The fateful delay in rainfall placed a great weight on Nathan's shoulders. The fateful delay in rainfall placed a great weight on Nathan's shoulders. And D. The ailing aviator chased the victory for its own sake. The ailing aviator chased the victory for its own sake. Now, the fourth of these resonance-oriented sound changes takes the sound I, as it appears in American English, and rounds it into oi. Now, this one doesn't grow quite as automatically out of the Cockney resonance placement, because the rounding of the oi seems to stretch the mouth forward. But again, it is one which comes fluidly and naturally only if it's assimilated into this clear high back oral resonance. Without that resonance, it would be very forced indeed. For example, bright, broit, light, loit. With the cavity open in the back at the same time that the lips are changing from unrounded to rounded, though, we go fluidly forward and we get bright, broit, light, loit, as we did before. Okay, word list, American first. A, bright, bright. Time, Eliza, writer, writer. Widest, widest. Sentences, B. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. C. The sight of dry land made for an exciting ending to the flight. Remember, you're going forward and rounding, but you're opening the cavity and back. The sight of dry land made an exciting ending to the flight. And D. A life of violent crime has become a depressing sign of the times. A life of violent crime has become a depressing sign of the times. This one can be either stronger or weaker, depending upon the intensity of the Cockney dialect that you're doing. The next major change takes the sound O, and changes it into a triphthong, A-O-O. Ow, 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 that famous sound from Pygmalion or My Fair Lady that Eliza did. Ow, even's what a noise, right? With the tongue lowering, the resonance partly accounting for that sound ah being uttered before the tongue can return to its normal O, American O, placement, all right? We now have a triphthong or three-stage vowel beginning with ah. Word list. Oaken, oaken, loan, loan. Staccato, staccato, stone, stone, slowly, slowly. Sentence B. Long ago, people slept on the cold earth. Long ago, people slept on the cold earth. C. Slowly, the ocean waves rolled toward the homes. Slowly, the ocean waves rolled toward the homes. And D, The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Now, the last two vowel changes we're going to do are throwbacks, or holdovers, to the British vowel substitutions, where the resonance thrusted forward rather than back. There's a slight difference here. The first one is the R sound. And by the way, right now we'll look at R's that don't come before the letter R. We'll look at the others later. Whereas in British, you would go from obstinate to obstinate, from odd to odd, where you would go from an unrounded R sound to a slightly rounded R sound. Now in Cockney, we're still going to round slightly, R, but once again, we'll incorporate the Cockney resonance by opening the back of the cavity. So we'll get not opera, American, not opera, British, but opera, opera, where the cavity opens up in the back at the same time that the lips round forward into that new sound. All right, here we go. A, obstinate, obstinate. Odd, odd. Quality, quality. Aqua, aqua. B, Mr. Roberts threw the potted palm into the balmy deep. Mr. Roberts threw the potted palm into the balmy deep. See, Tommy is a rock opera. Tommy is a rock opera. The lips come forward, but you still go into the back top for the resonance. D, he fled from the swampy bog and stopped on the rocks. He fled from the swampy bog and stopped on the rocks. Now, the very last of the resonance changes, and the second of these that are throwbacks to the British forward thrust, is the R sound, which is a much more intensified and tightly rounded sound in British. Or, and becomes even more tensified and tightly rounded in Cockney as you thrust the lips forward, but again, still keep the Cockney resonance by opening the back of the cavity. Or. Or, word list. Pause, pause, lips forward, back of the cavity open. Brought, brought. Important, important. Across, across. Sentences B. The cat crawled across the lawn. The cat crawled across the lawn. C. The quarterback stalked the ball. The quarterback stalked the ball. D. The tall author stormed toward the North Pole. The tall author stormed toward the North Pole. And before going on, you might want to review these a few more times. But for now, that's the end of the lesson, integrating sound changes or pronunciation changes into the Cockney resonance.